I noticed when I was brushing, it just looked like a traditional canker sore, nothing out of the ordinary, nothing that I hadn't seen. But then I thought, I've never really had a canker sore. With oral cancer, if anything in your mouth lasts over 2 weeks, you should go see a doctor and have it checked.
That's Jennifer Trost of Lancaster. She was diagnosed with oral cancer back in February, similar to the cancer that Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly was diagnosed with over a year ago. Trost says she wants the community to learn from the battle that she and Kelly are going through.
They removed part of the left side of my tongue, and they removed a bunch of lymph nodes in my neck, biopsied them. Being a hygienist, I kind of knew when something wasn't right, and that's why I didn't let it go. I caught mine early enough. It may not seem early enough, but it was early enough where it was stage 2 because of the size. It was all superficial that they were able to remove everything.
Roswell Park radiation oncologist Dr. Anurag Singh says heavy drinkers, smokers, chewing tobacco users, and people diagnosed with the human papillomavirus, also known as HPV, are in the highest risk pool for oral head and neck cancers. He says it's important for people with the risk factors to get screened.
The smaller the tumor, the easier it is to treat, the less loss of function will occur. With oral cancers in particular, a very small one can perhaps just be removed before it becomes a full-blown cancer.
Because she wasn't part of the group with greater risk factors, Jennifer Trost wasn't a common oral cancer patient. Singh says oral head and neck diseases can also occur based on genetics.
If you have a sore that won't heal, if you have bleeding, if there's mucus that's coming up with blood, or you have altered taste sensation, these are all things that should be evaluated and looked at.
A dentist with Gentle Dentistry of Lancaster, Lawrence Bardo, says people can prevent oral cancers by reducing sun exposure, as well as alcohol and tobacco use. He says regular trips to the dentist are the best defense against the disease.
It's really about having professionals look and evaluate to make sure that there isn't something that should be dealt with. The biggest thing that people need to know about oral cancer is that because of the fact that there are so many people out there who avoid going to the dentist, the survival rate really hasn't increased, unlike a lot of the other cancers that we hear about on a consistent basis.
But Singh says head and neck cancers are treatable. He says success rates depend on various factors, such as where the tumor is located in the body and its size.
We've had good success using a combination of surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy in some order to cure sometimes even very large tumors. And patients have done remarkably well, much more so than they would have had a similar size tumor with a similar invasion in another area of the body.
As for Jim Kelly, his cancer has returned, and his fight has become more difficult as there are various microscopic tumors along his infraorbital nerve, dangerously close to the carotid artery in his head. Kelly is preparing to receive treatment in New York City this week. Dr. Bardo says if there's anything the community can take away from stories like Kelly's, is that spreading awareness can help prevent oral head and neck cancers from occurring in the first place. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.